Siyata Dishmaya, I'd like to share with you an idea that's based on the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Actually, he writes this on last week's Parsha, but you will see he says a lot that's connected to this week's Parsha as well. There's an absolutely astounding Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and I wonder if my perception, my erroneous perception as a child of what Gan Eden and Gehenna, what heaven and hell are, would have been tempered if I had known this Gemara when I was younger. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel Amud Beis says, Amar Rav Shim Ben Lakish, Ein Gehenna Lasad Lavai. There's no devil with a pitchfork and with a fire. Ein Gehenim lost the lovely. There's no Gehenim. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moitzi Chama Min Artika U Makdir Rishon Nidoinim Ba V'Tzadikim Misrapin Ba. Absolutely fascinating, the Gemara. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take light out of its cover, out of its shell, and the Tzadikim are going to love it, and the Rishayim Nidonim Ba, they're going to be judged by it. Very, very interesting Gemara. All it is, all Gehenim is, is just a bright light. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef uses this Gemara to explain Mara. Chazal famously described, Ayelchu shloishes yamin bamidbar v'loy matzu mayim. They went in the desert for 3 days and there was no water. Chazal say, ein mayim el teira. They didn't learn Torah for 3 days. V'loy yachu lishtois mayim mimara ki marim heim. The water was bitter because they hadn't learned Torah for 3 days. For those young men who didn't have the opportunity to learn Torah when they were younger, and I would say I count myself amongst them, then the Torah, when we initially started, is bitter. Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, that's what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah was saying. In the future, what is going to be La'asad Lavo is entirely ruchni, it's entirely spiritual. And what it means to be in Gehenna means to be in hell. If you spent your entire life focused on the material, you'll be stuck in a place that's going to be entirely blinding, it's going to be entirely dark, because there's absolutely nothing there that speaks to your soul. Because the only thing that your soul has been fed, has been Gashmias. So they come to Mara, and it's bitter because, yes, Torah is sweet, but if you're not familiar with the sweetness of Torah, then it's going to taste bitter. Rav Yudin told me that Rav Reichman likes to say that if a person bit into an onion and all they have in their mouth is a taste of onion, you give them something sweet, give them honey, it's not going to taste sweet. For those of us who didn't have, or have even spent, according to Toldos Yaakov Yosef, 3 days out of Torah, it takes time. It takes time for the sweetness of Torah to seep in. And Toldos Yaakov Yosef goes on and he says, that's the pshat. That the Chazal continue to darshan pasuk chafei, vayitzek al Hashem, vayoreu Hashem, eitz vayashlech al amayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to throw wood into the water. And Chazal say, let that which is bitter come into that which is bitter and make it sweet. What is the bitter that comes into the sweet? And here's something that's not easy for you and I. And that is, if a person has a taste of onion in their mouth, the only way to take that bitter away is to bend our heads. It requires to be kofef ourselves. It requires humility. It requires us to say, I know that the reason why the Torah is not so sweet has to do with me, and I have to bend myself a little bit to the Torah, a little bit. We'll discuss what that means shortly. I have to bend myself a little bit. I have to have hachna, I have to have humility, and recognize that it's going to take time for it to become sweet again. It's going to take time. And what that means in practical terms is that, as I've mentioned in the past, there are so many people who who start off in yeshiva and they've got all their opinions of how they're supposed to learn, what their derech halimud is. I've told you guys that if you're a yeshiva bacher, you're 18, 19 years old, and here I don't care if you've been learning your whole life or not, you don't have a derech halimud yet. I told the first question I ever got as a Shana Bet Rebbe, I walked into yeshiva, is what's your derech halimud? For the grus guys, I think the humility also requires for a person not to have to feel the pressure, especially when learning halacha, to be able to paskin every shayla. Sometimes there's a yetzahara to skip steps. There's a yetzahara that people have that they want to know what to do. And sometimes even more than what to do. To be able to have an opinion of what you're supposed to do. And for that reason, often we skip steps in our learning. I'm speaking to myself as well as a member of the Kolo. You know, humility is a deceiving thing. You know, they say if you want to tease Kotsk or Nevardik, you could choose any of those places that emphasize Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. So they said they once came in at, and there was a new guy who came in to, let's say Kotsk. Kotsk has a dear place in my heart, so I can make jokes a little bit about Kotsk. So they came into the base measure, and the guys were working on themselves, and humility is a very, very big thing in Kotsk. So a new guy came in and he was learning Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, Anoichi Ofer. It's well known that the Kotzke Rebbe used to say the key in life is to have two things in your pocket. One is Bishvili Nivra Olam and the other is Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer. You should focus a little bit more on the Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer part. So he came into the base medrash and he was saying Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer. The guys looked at each other, a new guy that just came in, he says, look who thinks he's Ofer Ve'efer. So humility is a very, very sensitive thing. You know, it's not partial. But at the end of the day, the ability for an individual to take a step back and say, I'm going to be mekabel from my rabbeim, I'm going to take a step back, and that's the only way that the Mesikus HaTorah is going to come about. And my experience in chinuch, time and time and time again, I've seen that that's so true. That's the way Mesikus HaTorah comes down. Now, I'm not talking about somebody simply parroting what Chas V'Chalila's Rabbeim say. That's not what I'm talking about. Of course, a person that's going to grow by a Rebbe, a person that's going to grow in a yeshiva, has to grow in his critical thinking, has to grow in his analysis. And how do you ask yourself, how do you balance the two? The question is, are you simply parroting what the Rebbe is saying? Or do you feel that you're growing in your understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah? If your personal growth is growing, then that balance of humility and at the same time hasmada is taking effect. So that's lesson one for tonight that Toldos Yaakov Yosef tells us. Toldos Yaakov Yosef goes on, he takes this Gemara in Avodah Zarah. This Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says that the light isn't always good. If you're not ready, it could be bitter. If you're not ready, it could be blinding. And he says an amazing pshat in Makas Choshech. He says, the Medrash points out by Arbe, the Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Neteyes Yodcha Al HaShemayim, to stretch out his hand, excuse me, by Barat. Neteyes Yodcha Al HaShemayim, he's supposed to stretch his hand Al HaShemayim, and Chazal say that connotates, he has to bring something that's Lemala Me'ateva down into the world. So it comes to Barat, we understand, Barat was a mixture of fire and ice. But what's Neteyes Yodcha Al HaShemayim? Darkness is right now. What's so special about bringing down darkness from Shemayim? You don't bring down in any other of the Makos. And Toldos Yaakov Yosef says something amazing. Based, and one more question. V'lo yahayu b'nei Yisrael arla moish v'aysam. V'hayu b'nei Yisrael arla moish v'aysam. There was light for b'nei Yisrael where they lived. Now, every other Makkah, according to most Rishonim, we mentioned that there's an Ibn Ezra that disagrees once, but most Rishonim hold that every Makkah happened to the Egyptians, and it didn't happen to the Jews. So why does it have to say, Ula b'nei Yisrael, hayar b'moish v'aysam? Zekta told us Yaakov Yosef, based on this Gemara, an amazing pshat. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't bring down darkness. Moshe Rabbeinu brought down that Gemara in Avodah Zarah Gimel on the base. That's what he brought down into the world. That Or Gadol. And for those who were spiritually ready to accept that light, then that light became light. But for the Mitzrayim, it was darkness. Hence, the Pasuk says, U'b'nei Yisrael, Hayar B'Moshe V'Sam. There was light for Klal Yisrael, the reason why there was life for Klal Yisrael is Moshe Rabbeinu did bring something down. And that was that Or HaGonos. One of my Talmidim and friends in Mishkafayim, Rav Aaron Bloch, pointed out that it could be that the famous Chazal, the Chamushim, Olu B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, that only one-fifth of Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, shot is that even in Klal Yisrael, not everybody was ready for that great life. And that's what I'd like to talk about for the next 7 or 8 minutes. We have the tremendous experience to be exposed to the light of Torah, but it has to be done right. And if chas v'chalila, it's not done right, then that Ora Torah could be blinding. And therefore, I'd like to talk about a few practical examples. When we think about religious spiritual experiences, or you want to share with your friend a religious spiritual experience, you have to ask yourself whether it's appropriate for him and it's appropriate for you. For example, I mentioned the Kiddush in Varka last week that takes hours in Amshinov. If your friend has ADHD, don't bring him to the Amshinov Rebbe for Kiddush. There are certain things that might be spiritual and ruchnius for one person that someone's going to get gain from it. For someone else, it isn't necessarily a spiritual experience. Revolbi writes a very, very important line in the Sefer Zriul Binyan B'chinuch. Revolbi describes that every child, a parent, has to spend time thinking when to expose them to certain mitzvahs and when to expose them to certain levels of Talmud Torah. The Gemara in Sukkah already describes different stages of chinuch. And I've seen time and time and time again of parents who have introduced their children with the pressure of learning Gemara when they're too little. And some of you know people who are exposed to Gemara a little too late. But Rabbi Akiva made it up in the right time. But it was very, very, very hard work. Says Revolbi, there's an appropriate time when each child is supposed to be introduced to all the mitzvahs. Ask your rabbein what's appropriate for you to be learning. Every once in a while, there's a shtick. I remember in my Shanabek, going back to the humility part, I remember that it was in my first year that I taught Shanabek. This is now 16 years ago. So there were guys in January a few boys left. There were a few boys that came into the shir. And one guy came over to me and said to me, Rebbe, I'm not happy in the shir now. I said, why? He said, those guys don't belong in the shir. The shir has gone down because those guys came into the shir. I'm thinking to myself, those guys learn just as well as you do. At first, the first initial stages of learning, people make mistakes. In that same class, there was a boy who said to me, years later, he said, when I just started learning Chassidus, the first sefer I opened up, this is a true story, was that someone told me to learn is Me'ah Shiloach. Be'ish Bitzer Rebbe. You know, a person gets excited to Chassidus and he hears that Ishbitz is so high, and so sometimes Talmidim lose a sense of proportion. And it's really, really important to get advice from your Rebbeim. It's really, really important when you're making another step in learning, and in all places of Ruchnius, make sure you're doing it in the appropriate way, in the appropriate time, at the appropriate pace, and at the appropriate place. Also, the right level of exposure is really, really important. A person who's exposed to too much lamdos too fast, a person who's exposed to too much chassidus too fast, a person who's not being exposed enough. All of those things are challenges, tremendous, tremendous challenges of chinuch. I'll reflect personally in my own life. It's only because that I was zocha to have grandparents and great-grandparents who were great in chassidus, in the most beautiful sense of chassidus, the simplicity of chassidus, that I wasn't entirely turned off to chassidus as a child. I grew up in Brooklyn, and the yeshivas that I went to were good, but my exposure to Hasidus, it took me 10, 15 years to recalibrate. But if not for my great-grandparents, I wouldn't have been reading Toldos Yaakov Yosef tonight. because my initial exposure to Hasidus was such an intense form of Hasidus, where the emphasis was such an intense form of Precious, which I, as an American kid growing up in American culture, where my parents did not close the house, you know, close the walls of the house from everything, was just so extreme and so distorted that it took me years to recover from that. And therefore, it's important for you, when you're getting exposure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and to another level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, to make sure and to get advice that you're getting exposure at its appropriate level. If I could throw in a jab at the chinuch of many of the yeshivas who have talmidim that lead them, who are leaders, who are talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik, I think often that Rav Soloveitchik, first of all, Rav Soloveitchik is not the only of the Gedolei Achronim. There were other Gedolei Achronim aside from the Rav Zatzal. And the Rav's philosophical svarim, most kids in 9th, 10th grade, first of all, they're not thinking about those issues. That's not what's primary on their minds. And what happens is that ultimately they hurt themselves because there's a turnoff to the Rav Zatzal's mouth, because they were introduced to it when they were too young. Aside from the fact that the other point that we just made, that there needs to be a balanced approach where one's exposed to all of Gedolei Torah, and it has to be done in a balanced way. And application number three, of what the Tolus Yaakov Yosef said, that our exposure to Torah shouldn't be that we're exposed to such light that it becomes dark. For me, I was exposed to such light of Hasidus that I wasn't ready for it. It blinded me for a while, for a long time. One more application from this week's parsha. Zakh Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Mashiro Shivcha Bayom Lo Roi Cheskel Ben Buzi Ben Yomav. The Akrius Yamsuf Klal Yisrael saw things at Yamsuf that even Yecheskel the Navi didn't see. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz famously asks one of his classic pieces. Reb Chaim asks, "But viazoy is kenzain." He said it right here in Mir Yeshiva. Viazoy is kenzain as the shivcha kibleit the shivcha. How could it possibly be that the shivcha saw all those amazing things and she remained the shivcha? How could that be? And the teretz is enachinami. The answer is that's exactly it, because when she saw it, all she saw was from the perspective of a shivcha. You could see fantastic, fantastic things, but if you're not prepared, if you haven't been prepared properly, so then that light could be blinding. Und von dem, and from that itself could cause a shivcha zu bleib a shivcha. That itself, that blinding experience, could doom her from ever getting past it. That trauma. And that means that we need to prepare for our ruchniyistik experiences. If a person is not prepared, and he goes into a shir, whichever yeshiva gedola he goes to next, and he goes to a shir that's too high for him, then God forbid, that could create a trauma. Now Baruch Hashem, there are many people that have recovered from it, but requires hachana. For kedusha, you require hachana. The greatest gift that people have when they go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, when they were able to go, or you're able to go to Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, the fact that they only answer a few words means that you prepare a long, long time for a couple of questions, and you only have a couple minutes, and you hold on to those words for a long, long time. But people who get too much exposure to something that's great, and they're not ready for it, ultimately, then they're not going to hold on to what they are. I remember when I was in the yeshiva, so a couple of years into the, this is embarrassing, but after a few years, I started in Rav Schechter's Kolel. So I learned in Rav Branchpigel Shir for a few years, and I would work on Rav Branchpigel Shir, and in my initial years, that's what really, really helped me grow. And when I started in Rav Schechter's Kolel, for whatever reason, I didn't prepare for the Chaburis. I'm not sure if most of the guys didn't prepare, but a lot of guys, I didn't prepare. So I remember I was once talking to Rav Schechter, and somehow it came up And I said to him, oh, Rav Braunschweigel mentioned the ktsos that Rebbe said in the Chabur. He said, yeah, which ktsos? And I told him, he said, oh, I was talking about another ktsos. I was so off. I thought he was talking about one ktsos, because I didn't prepare. I made a fool out of myself. I didn't prepare. If you're going to grow in anything, if you're going to grow in something fantastic, there has to be the appropriate steps of hakshara. So we learn from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef's Yisod is that just because a person is exposed to light, that doesn't mean that you're going to get the appropriate effect from that light. Number one, if a person has distance from that light, in order to come back, it requires achna, it requires humility. Number two is that this experience, that Gehenim, is really just the blinding light, forces us to apply it in three different ways. Which is essentially number two, that the chinuch has to be done in a right way. Number three is that it has to be done at the right time. There has to be the right level of exposure. And number four, what we learned from Shivcha Bayom, is that at the end of the day, without the appropriate achana, no matter how great the light is, there's not much that you're going to hold on to. And that means the odds are that you should probably prepare for more, for less light, and be able to really, really internalize that light, as opposed to be less prepared and expose yourself to a lot light, because a lot of times that will bring to chashvus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us siyata d'shmaya to really, really prepare ourselves to Kabbalah HaTorah, to Parshas Yisro, by focusing on that or katan, that could light up our entire lives. A good Shabbos. What? Yes.